Tune You In is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Let's see what we can do in 30 minutes here today. We're going to be spending that 30 minutes in the book of Revelation. This will air today and tomorrow, and this sermon is entitled Mystery Babylon. So we're up to chapter 17 or thereabouts, getting ready to wrap up this great book of Revelation. So we're going to get right to it here in a minute. We'll let this opening play for Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back on the air Wednesday with our ongoing series in the book of Galatians. More info on this ministry, I encourage you to go to WGODradio.com. Download the app as well, WGOD Radio. You keep up with this ministry. Listen to the Sunday sermons. Stay in the Word of God. I encourage you to do that. At the church, the app is Island Community Church FL. And our services are on live from that app at 10:35 a.m. Sunday mornings. But we'd love to meet you and greet you in person. So if you're looking for a church home, we'd love to see you. More on that as we get closer to the weekend. So, okay, Monday and Tuesday, this is the opening. The sermon, Mystery Babylon.
There's going to be a devastating union between church and state. And John is going to see something here to lead him to believe that this woman is Christian. And that's why he's going to marvel with great amazement. Anyway, church and state. Church and, you know, everyone cries about and insists there need to be a separation of church and state, right? And I couldn't agree more, right? There needs to be. Uncle Sam, world government, stay out of my business. Keep your nose out of the Church of Jesus Christ. You've got no business here in the church. This is God's house, not yours. We'll do it his way. We'll call sin, sin in God's house. We forgive people of great sins in God's house. This is the house of God, not the government. The church is in the business of saving souls. Let me say, too, that it's the church that's supposed to help people and see to people's welfare, not the government. It's the church's job to take care of people. It's the church's job to take care of widows and orphans, not the government. This is what the church is supposed to do. And it's what the church always used to do. You know, Joel Osteen's church has enough money to end world hunger. And I believe the church should keep her nose out of state affairs. Because if godly people were in office, we wouldn't have the problems that we have today. In Europe, Bill would tell you this if he was here. I think Ron, too. The churches in Europe, they're all state-run. And they look just like this church we're looking at in Revelation. They're all run by the state. They're all full of solid gold. They're worth $1 million, every church. There's only one problem. You know what that is? There's nobody in them. Two problems. The Spirit of God isn't there. Ichabod's written on the outside. The glory's left the building. Number three, there's no preaching of the Word of God. There's no sin there either. That's the churches in Europe today. There's no one left in them. They're all gone. Now, here at the end of the age, the church and the Antichrist world ruler are going to have some kind of union together. And this causes John to wonder, what in the world is going on? Now, as he's contemplating this vision, we're in Revelation chapter 17, verse 7. Revelation 17, 7. Now the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that's carrying her. That's got seven heads and ten. The one thing you don't understand, now the angel says, I'm going to help you understand both of them. Why are you marveling at this? Why are you marveling at that? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that's carrying her. That's got seven heads and ten horns. The beast, wait a minute, what about the woman? No, he's going to start with the beast. You see, the beast that you saw. Now, to understand this chapter, you got to look at it this way. This is how they're going to give the understanding. Past, present, future. Past, present, and future. The present is 96 AD when this book was written. They're going to answer you with a riddle. And to understand the riddle, that's how you have to look at it, just like this. Past, present, and future. The beast that you saw, this is the angel speaking. The beast that you saw was. All right, first of all, who is the beast? The beast is the Antichrist. The beast that you saw was. What's he saying? He's saying the Antichrist has already lived and was alive prior to 96 AD. The beast that you saw was and is not. What's that mean? He's dead at 96. He's already dead. And is about to, you see the way he goes here? The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit. Isn't that funny? That's the same thing we read about the two witnesses. Revelation chapter 11, remember? The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit made war with them and overcome them and kill them. The Antichrist comes out of the bottomless pit. He comes out of hell, God's green room, because he's already lived. You got to understand the riddle to understand this. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. That's where he's ultimately going, perdition, lake of fire. Those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and shall be. All right, the mere sight of this guy is going to deceive billions of people. They will marvel. Those who dwell on the earth will marvel, that is the unbelievers, when they see the beast that was and is not and shall be present. All right, so he answers the last part first. Now, down to verse 18. And the woman whom you saw is. You see that? He's answered the first part. The beast is the Antichrist. The woman whom you saw is that great city that has royal rule over the kings of the earth. And that is Babylon. Be it literal or Rome. In the New Testament, Babylon is a word for Rome. At the end of 1 Peter, when he's writing 1 Peter 5:13, he says, those in Babylon greet you as the rest of the brethren do. There's only one problem. Peter was never in Babylon. Babylon was a code word used by the early Christians because they were feeding them to the lions in Rome. And they didn't want anyone to know where they were. This could be a reference to Rome. Anyway, the woman whom you saw is that great city, whether it's Rome or whether it's Babylon. I guess that old saying, well, you got to be there. Who wants to be there to find out what city this is? Mystery Babylon. Maybe it's Rome. Maybe It's the Pope that's behind all this. Maybe that's why John was astonished at all this. You see, the so-called leader of the church had apostatized and was responsible for the death of the saint. You see, if the city is Rome, and if the Pope is the head of Rome, here is John seeing who he thinks is the leader of the church. And they're killing all the Christians there. And this is why it says John was astonished beyond belief when he saw. And I believe this probably is what he saw. Okay, now let's touch on chapter 18 some. Everyone follow me with this. There's another place, I think I skipped over it, that I've got some 20 years of study in that I didn't talk about. There's another riddle in chapter 17 to help you know who the Antichrist is. He said, who the Antichrist is, he says, there are seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, and the other is not yet come. Again, past, present, and future. This is a riddle, a puzzle, to know who the Antichrist is. He even wants us to know, right? Revelation 13, calculate the number of the beast because it's the number of a man. He wants you to know who it is. It's given in a riddle. The Antichrist is represented by seven kings. Five have fallen, past tense. One is, and one is not yet come. So, what year is this? 2018? We'll talk about it again in 2038 and see where you're at. Amen. Now, after these things, I'm in Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lit up with his splendor. And he cried out with a strong voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of, now check out these neighbors, friend, a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every unclean spirit, or the King James says every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and detestable bird. Boy, talk about having some bad neighbors. Real estate's going to be real cheap in Babylon at the end of the age. Look who lives in Babylon now, demons. All the demons live there. Every foul spirit is imprisoned there. Every detestable bird has got to be synonymous for something else. It's caged there. Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the wealth of her luxury. I take that back. Real estate will be real expensive in Babylon. Won't be cheap. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you participate in her sins, and lest you receive her plagues. Because her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her crime. Now, isn't that funny? There's the people of God still hanging around. You'd think they'd be long gone by now. And they're still here. I know people would say, well, this has just got to be Jews. Can't be any Christians. Right? Anyway, God says, come out of her, my people, lest you be polluted. Verse 8, on account of this, her plagues will come in one day, death, sorrow, and famine. She will be burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who has judged her. Okay, now one day here, I believe, is one literal day, one day, one calendar day. And not only is it one day, verse 17, look what it says there. Because in, what's it say? 1 hour, such great wealth was laid waste. Every captain, all those sailing along the coast, the sailors, as many as work on the sea, they stood from afar and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, who was like this city? So they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and sorrowing and saying, alas, alas, that great city by which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, because in 1 hour she was laid waste. Now, the writers told you twice. All is takes place in one literal hour for God to lay waste the city of Babylon. 1 hour and it'll all be gone. Remember what Jesus said in Revelation 3:10, Darren, remember? That I will keep you out of, what does he say? The hour. For all those who persevere to the end, I will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. Verse 20, rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. All right, now let's wrap up this section and God's instructions for today. Here's the rest of chapter 18. Then a mighty angel picked up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, and saying, thus with violence, Babylon, the great city, will be cast down and will by no means be found anymore. Double negative in Greek. Two negative words back to back because there's no exclamation points in the Greek language. To make up for it, they put two negative words back to back to make a sentence emphatic. And there's about 20 of them here in these verses. Anytime I read to you by no means, it means not, not. Thus with violence, Babylon, the great city, will be cast down and will not, not be found anymore. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, trumpeters will not, not be heard in you anymore. There shall be no means, not, not, any craftsman of any craft shall not, not be found in you anymore. And the sound of a mill will not, not be heard in you. The light of a lamp will not, not shine on you. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride will not, not be heard in you anymore. It's full of double negatives in here. Your merchants were the magnates of the earth, for by your witchcraft or sorcery, all the nations were deceived. Verse 24, in her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints and all those who had been slain on the earth. That takes us through chapter 18. You and I do not fully comprehend just what mystery Babylon is. Or do we? He's explained to us what all this is. The woman is what? It's a city. We might not know exactly if it's Babylon or if Babylon is a symbol for Rome. We don't know yet. You'll have to be there to find that out. We'll see what happens as time unfolds here. Whether or not, now almost called the Nebuchadnezzar. Saddam Hussein was in the process of rebuilding Babylon, and he was almost done before President Bush went and took him out. He was almost done with Babylon. He was infatuated with Nebuchadnezzar, and he was rebuilding the entire place. And then Bush did what he did. Babylon, Rome, we don't know. But we know what the woman is. I think it's going to be Rome. And I think the head of Rome, maybe even the false prophet, is going to be the Pope. The Pope very well could turn apostate. See, these are some of the mysteries John saw them, but we don't see them. And that's why it's a mystery for us. If you saw the Pope running around killing Christians, you might have a better understanding of this. Amen? He was able to see what we couldn't see. So we can't fully comprehend exactly what this is, but that's not the main point. The main point is God wins in the end. And there's a time of judgment coming. And it's coming soon. For some, it's coming sooner than others. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this comes the judgment. I mean, it's uncertain if you're going to make it home this afternoon. Then all of this won't matter. Because you'll be all ready to face the judgment here today, before kickoff today. I'll leave you with the words of Jesus Christ. Luke 21:36. He says, quote, "Pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things and stand before the Son of Man." Will you be counted worthy? Will you be able to escape? If God was to say to you today, "Why should I let you into my kingdom?" What would you say? What would be your answer? I'm going to give you the answer to that. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Song of freedom. Now You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna. Washed away, washed away.